a burgeoning restaurant scene here in the D.C. metro area, and it just keeps getting better with more and more new choices. And here to talk about some new openings, our favorite foodie, Nikki Nellis of The List, areyouonit.com. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Always happy when I can talk to you about food.
Great. Well, you know, wintertime is normally a time when a lot of restaurants don't open. I sort of like spring and, right. and summer and falls when everything starts popping up. But this has been a very busy month here in February in Washington, D.C., and we've had some really excellent places and fun places opening up. First, I want to talk about Fiola Mare. So this is Fabio Trabocchi. We all know him from Fiola and his Casa Luca, one of the best chefs in the city, and he has opened this fabulous eatery down on the water at 30th and K Street. At the bottom of Georgetown, it's going to have a gorgeous outdoor patio, especially when we think about like a day like today. I mean, it is going to be the place to be seen. Now, Fabio is known for his fantastic Italian food, and this is going to be a primarily seafood restaurant, completely Mediterranean, featuring dishes from the Lamarque region, which is where he is from, an amazing raw bar, a fantastic wine list. This is going to be one of the places to be seen and eat at D.C. Hands down.
When does it open? It's already open.
Last week. Yeah, the first four places I'm going to tell you about have just opened.
Okay.
So Brian Voltaggio, you know him from Volt up in Frederick. Of course, he's one of the biggest top chefs in the D.C. metro area. He opened up Range a little over a year ago, and now he's decided, because Range is this fabulous restaurant up in Chevy Chase, he has decided to take a space in Range and do a restaurant within a restaurant. So last week, actually, on Valentine's Day, he opened up Agio, another play on the Brian Voltaggio name. And this is a fine dining, white tablecloth Italian concept. It's serving Wednesday through Sunday. It's in the 80-seat dining room in the back. They've totally redone the back room. And they have a separate kitchen, a separate staff, the whole thing. So it's a real restaurant within a restaurant. This is not a pop-up. And it just sounds like a really fun and different thing for Brian to do. He's very excited about it. And all the news coming out of there so far has been spectacular. Now, Adams Morgan has not been the place to go for food in D.C. for quite some time, and Chef Marjorie Meek Bradley is trying to change that. She's the chef at Ripple, and she and the owner of Ripple, Roger Marmette, have decided to open up this space called Roofers Union in the former Reef space in Adams Morgan, and I've been there. The space is fantastic. It's going to have a ridiculous outdoor patio when it gets nice out. But for right now, crazy cocktails, a terrific menu with house-made sausages and sandwiches and really interesting sandwiches. Everything that Marjorie is known for is at Ripple is also going to be showcased here, but in a different variety. Lastly, I want to let everybody know Lupa Verde on the very super hot 14th Street and another Italian concept is opening up tomorrow. And if you're into bowling and bocce, Pinstripes has opened up in Georgetown. There's fantastic food, great bowling, and bocce.
That's fun.
Bocce for those of you who know how to play.
It's like one-stop shop. You just go, you can have fun, you can play, and you can eat.
Exactly. Lots of fun.
Awesome. All right. As always, Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? Thanks so much.
Thank you.